Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are in episode 68 of season 2. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will get right into it today, as we're kicking into the fall programming, all of these things we touch on, but today is a really quick, short one as always. I find it keeps my attention, it keeps everybody's attention. So since we shortened podcasts in the last few years here, it's been way more important. It's easier to listen to 6 minutes of something, grab our attention. So going into the fall, the number one thing we touched on before was programming. So that would be three times a week. You have to make those decisions. If you haven't listened to those, go back to them. Those are just in the podcast, staying on course. And then, of course, you can go through the meal planning portion is for eating, as you would know. And today I will just do a very quick recap. Is the best way is three times a week's full body. If you're doing five to six, you can do upper lower splits. If you're doing six, there's also that option of push, pull, and legs. Two upper body days, one lower day there. Supercompensation just says these body parts can't go back to back other than core and calves, and that you in those days can then you need that little recovery, and you also need to hit the body part again within 48 to 72 hours to get the most out of it. So that was the course of programming. Now falling into the fall, that is the biggest thing today. As we're falling into the fall, what we're going to do here today is what are the things that really we see the most falling into the fall? What are the biggest things to set you up so that New Year's your way ahead? So that is figuring out exactly what activities you would like to take part in. Get ready, get planned, get all these things organized. So when you're falling into it, how many days a week can you, as I just asked, do workouts? How many days could you do another activity? For instance, play hockey, go play pickleball, basketball, whatever that sport may be. Now, try to figure out your program. Try to look there. There's lots of good groups out in there that are looking for people. Always research, look into it, and see exactly which areas you want to grow, because this can make the biggest difference in your life. You will then stay with it, especially if you have a support system and people that you get to know and then support you bringing yourself up. It's one of the biggest things that I have noticed is if you have support or a significant other or friends doing it, you will stick with the program. You won't fall out of it. If you are doing it by yourself with no support, then we see way more people. There's no accountability, you fall off. I love setting goals. So if you're doing the workout side of things, which I suggest every human do, set your goals, what you want to do for the next month, long term, and then a little bit of a midterm goal there, like 3 to 4 months, year, all these things. To start, just figure out how much time you can give yourself and then which areas, all of those things. Now, in the fitness outside of the gym thing, like hockey, basketball, pickleball, as you get to know people, you'll get more days in. You'll also find it's way easier to go do these activities when you're with people. Hence why training, back to the other, is so important, is when you have a trainer, it can keep you accountable. So that's where the gym side, if you could find a workout partner, a trainer, whatever that may be to keep you accountable, you will see the best. Exactly like these activities, if you get out there, reach out and meet people, it'll make the biggest difference in your life, and you will see exactly that. You will see the results, and then you're more accountable, you're more into going to these things. That is falling into the fall. So falling into the fall, we need to look at the activities. Maybe you've been doing more walking and stuff outside now in the fall, why we see this increase in inactivity, weight gain, all this is there's maybe where you live, you can't do as much outside. So now you have to find those activities inside, find exactly how, whether it be a walking track or whatever it may be. Researching, planning these things a little bit ahead before September's over, as this is nearing, we are at the end of August here, will help you understand and really realize exactly which areas, and be planned out so you have these, so you're not looking at something that's maybe already booked if it's a sport or an activity, or knowing exactly which is the best areas for you to actually get the best results. So maybe you have to drive an extra 20 minutes, but there's way more pickleball courts or whatever that may be, basketball, or maybe there's fun league or whatever it is. It's a lot of things the planning will really help out with. I have found a variety of activities is the best way to set up your fall. And that's why falling into the fall is one of those things is we have to kind of plan, and we don't just randomly a week before say, I'm going to join something. Look into it, research, you'll find something that fits you way better than just not planning at all. So This is huge. The other thing is for athletes, and then I will get to our goal quickly here, is for the athlete side of things is understanding how your program needs to change a bit going into seasons, and you don't quit your workout program. It just needs to be adapted and understand which days you can push hard, which ones you can't, depending on activities and your games. So questions to ask yourself on the athlete side as well. Now, asking yourself these goals, what are some of the things? Number one, as always, I love asking this, how many days a week do you have? Ask yourself that. That is number one. Now, what are some of the activities that you maybe be interested in trying out? Have that as number two. There's not a number. It's just however many you would like. Now look at these. And then what the third thing is, what are you going to do so that you are ready? How are you going to look into and research these and then look into planning? So those are the three things to ask yourself going in. How many days, which activities, and how are you going to take those steps? Three things to ask yourself so that you are set up for the fall, which then transitions into the winter and you stay active throughout this entire season. So as always, thank you so much for listening and we will chat again soon.